Let's see what we're going to do next here. Ah, next up to the mic, a twofer. Please welcome a husband and wife team, Gretchen and Warren Hensel.
Well, our story begins in the fall of 1957. Can we hear us now? I was 15 years old, and I was entering my sophomore year in high school at Marymount High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that fall, our school had merged with a neighboring high school, Terrace Park.
That same summer, my dad was transferred from Louisville, Kentucky to Cincinnati, and we bought a house in Terrace Park. I was 14 and about to enter high school.
On the first day of school, I was walking through the hall, and I saw this beautiful, tall, blonde girl. And I asked one of my new friends from Terrace Park, I said, who is that? And they said, it's Gretchen Tiffany. She's new to the park, and she doesn't have a boyfriend. Well, I was so shy that all that fall, when I would see her in the halls, I would walk by and I would say hi and just keep walking. In January, I went to a party at a freshman girl's house in Terrace Park. And as I walked down the steps, I saw Gretchen on the other side of the room. And just like tonight, my heart was beating so fast you could see my shirt fluttering off my chest. I walked over and I introduced myself to Gretchen. And we started talking. And we danced a little bit, but we talked a lot. And then it was time for Gretchen to go home. And we walked home. And as I left her at her house, I gave her a little kiss. Well, when I got home, I had some of my friends at our house, and I had lipstick on my collar. They said, where did you get the lipstick on your collar? Well, I turned about 8 shades of red, but I would keep that shirt, a pinstripe shirt, for the next 20 years until my first wife tore it up.
My memories of high school are a little hazier than Warren's, so it's really nice that we're together now because I put him in charge of my memories as well as his own. What I do remember is what I loved about him when I met him, his kindness, his big blue eyes, the fact that he was a super basketball player, and that he was my boyfriend. We went steady for most of the next year, and I still have the silver basketball he gave me.
I wasn't really that good a basketball player. We were together a lot for the next year, and when we weren't together, we would be on the telephone until Gretchen's mom would make us get off the phone. I'd really never met anybody, and I never would meet anybody like Gretchen.
Oh, we do a lot of crying. You should never, never trust a 14-year-old girl. We broke up in the spring of 1959, and my family moved to Connecticut.
Well, I would see Gretchen twice more. The last time was New Year's Eve, 1961. Now, in 1961, I had seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. She was a Tiffany. With Aunt Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard, so I decided I would wear the same outfit that George Peppard had worn in the movie. Black loafers, gray slacks, blue shirt, red and black striped tie, and a blue blazer. Well, I didn't impress Gretchen very much because I wouldn't see her again for 30 years. Now, fast forward to 1987. I ran into a friend that had just moved back to Cincinnati, and we had a mutual friend who was the alumni chairman of Connecticut College, which is where Gretchen had gone. So I called this lady and I asked for a phone number. And about a month later, she called with the phone number. Well, it took me about a month to get enough courage to call Gretchen.
I remember that I was walking out of the house. I was on my way to do some errands and I heard the phone ring. And you know how you have that momentary thought about, will I stop and take this call? So I did. I picked up the phone and I heard Warren's voice saying, is this Gretchen Tiffany? And I said, yes, it is. And he said, this is Warren, Warren Hensel. Do you remember me? And I said, of course I do. Now, when he tells the story, he'll say that I said, Warren who? Which I never would have said. My mom was a stickler for manners.
Well, over the next several years, we would talk a couple times a year about what our families were doing and what was going on. Finally, in 1991, I asked Gretchen if I could come down to see her, and she agreed. So again, I put on my gray slacks and my blue blazer. This time, we had a great time.
I picked Warren up at the airport in Richmond, and this time it was my heart that was pounding. Oh. We drove to Williamsburg and had lunch at the Williamsburg Inn and talked like we always talked about our lives.
I'll finish. Gretchen also had some pictures of her kids when we were there, and she was showing me the pictures. I said, "Oh, your kids are so nice looking." What Gretchen didn't know is I had forgot my glasses, and I couldn't even see. After lunch, we walked out in the patio, and we sat and talked. And really, it was like we had not seen each other for about a month rather than 30 years.
So...
I'm sorry. She drove me back to the airport, and as I was getting ready to leave, I turned around, and I'd given her a kiss, and I was starting to walking toward the airport. And I turned around, and I came back, and I gave her another kiss. And I said, "Gretchen, I may never see you again." Well, the next day, I was playing golf at our club in an outing, and I had a hole-in-one. And I thought, you know, that has to be a great omen.
We wouldn't see each other for another 9 years. I flew to Cincinnati for New Year's Eve in 1999, and we were engaged the next year. We've been married for 11 years. And I just have to say, you don't know where life is going to take you, and it's the small things that can make all the difference. Just be there when the phone rings.
Gretchen and Warren Hensel. Oh, thank you. They still look like high school seniors to me. I have a feeling, though, that like if you went out with them, they would constantly be finishing each other's sentences. Just some weird feeling I get.